Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
I spoke earlier about Hyundai's first all-electric SUV, the Kona Electric. Just to recap, two models, the Elite at $59,990 and the Highlander at $64,490, both around twice the price of their equivalent 2-litre petrol automatic Konas. With a 150-kilowatt electric motor and a single-speed automatic transmission, the Kona Electric has an impressive range of 450 km, nearly as much as the far more expensive Jaguar I-Pace I spoke of last week. Also impressive, its charging capacity is a high 100 kilowatts, and with a DC fast charger running at this output, the batteries will recharge to 80% in just 54 minutes. Very highly equipped with a comprehensive list of safety, comfort and convenience technology, plus a 5-star Australian crash safety rating, the Kona Electric is on first impression a very satisfying driver. Quiet, with a great cabin ambience, three selectable drive modes, Eco, Normal and Sport, full leather trim in both models, an electric park brake, while the Highlander gains a glass sunroof, a welcome instrument head-up display and power seats. My wife and I both found the Kona Electric a great way to travel, and the regenerative braking effect of the battery charging makes use of the brake pedal nearly redundant. Quick off the mark and with great suspension churn, specially honed to Australian conditions. However, for all its pluses, the outright cost of the Kona Electric is still its biggest drawback. I'm David Berthon.